Hi, my name is Ajitha Nair. I'm a third year podiatry student at the California School of Podiatric Medicine. I also have a background in public health. I have a master's in public health focusing on biostats and epidemiology. I've worked with the Massachusetts Department of Public Health for a couple years in heart disease and stroke, but decided to specialize in podiatric procedures. Podiatric public health is kind of a cool area, and I feel like I fit in well here. So I'm going to discuss a little bit about a rotation that we have proposed for April 2010 with the Uganda Sustainable Club Care Project, which has actually begun, which was started by Dr. Pirani, who you mentioned in Dr. Adams, right? Mentioned in his presentation. To begin, just a little bit of background about clubfoot in Uganda. Every year, one out of 800 newborn babies have clubfoot. Oftentimes, they receive little or no medical treatment, and if they do receive treatment, sometimes it's either not effective or it's kind of like a local medicine doctor who might put sometimes they have practices with oils and different spells, and it doesn't usually work. But this often results in the patient or this child walking on, you know, the top of their foot, on the dorsolateral aspect of their foot, as in the picture, resulting in severe disability. Oftentimes, these patients are casted out of their village, or their parents don't know what to do with them, so they're kind of left out on their own. So it's a real problem, and they're often, you know, end up demoralized with depression, despair, etc. So it's a serious problem to live with. It's difficult to live with, and in that respect, it's something that we should address if we can. Regarding the partners involved in this, in the Uganda Sustainable Clubfoot Care Project, the Uganda Poverty Eradication Plan stated that ill health was actually the most frequent cited cause for poverty in Uganda. And due to this, the Ministry of Health decided to administer the Ponseti method of treatment for congenital clubfoot in health training institutions within Uganda. There aren't that many health training institutions in Uganda, but it's also just about getting education and training to community health workers or nurses that can go out into the different provinces of Uganda. The Uganda Sustainable Clubfoot Care Project is a project primarily with the University of British Columbia and the Makerere University, where they're the primary stakeholder, they're the primary partners involved in doing all the training, and it's primarily funded by the Canadian International Development Agency. It's scheduled to be the funding actually ends in 2010, so we'll make just the very tail end of the funding, which is a good opportunity for us to see the outcomes, any recurrent conditions and whatnot. So the organization is currently also in the process of publishing an ethnocultural survey on the perceptions of clubfoot in Uganda. They're working on developing awareness in the community, in the country, in various communities, and they're also holding many workshops for healthcare professionals around the country. Dr. Pirani, the Canadian project director of the Uganda Sustainable Clubfoot Care Project, who actually used to live in Uganda, has invited students from CSPM to train with the program at Makerere University. So on the bottom left is a picture of Mulago Hospital on the left side. It's difficult to see because of the trees, but this is the primary hospital at Makerere University. And on the bottom floor is where the clubfoot clinic is held. And we're offering the class of 2010 students the opportunity to use one of their only four available clerkship months to rotate with the Uganda Sustainable Clubfoot Care Project. So clerkships are a big deal. I mean, everybody's nervous about residency and residency programs, and your 4 months are your opportunity to check out programs. And the fact that students are willing to give up one of those months in order to learn about this and help and experience this rotation is a real sacrifice to them in some way, and it really proves that they're really excited about it. They're interested in learning, and they want to help, and they're out there to do something good with what time they have off. The students attending the rotation will train with orthopedic assistants in Uganda, orthopedic surgeons in the area, of which there are only like 26 for the whole country, and as well as with healthcare workers in the application and surgical procedures of the Ponseti method of casting. The objectives for students are primarily to rotate through the clinics, get an idea of how the clinic is run, learn the basic epidemiologic principles, be able to apply them as well and understand them, compare and contrast healthcare delivery systems to that of the US. And here's a picture of, I was at the clinic in 2006, and I had the opportunity to work with the orthopedic assistants and the orthopedic surgeons at the clinic, and here they're casting a young girl using the Ponseti method. Let's see, we're also hoping to gain an idea of the clubfoot, the actual the problem with clubfoot, the incidence, a better understanding of the outcomes, the classification schemes, many of which Dr. Adams mentioned, whether it's recurrent, recurrent, resistant, or untreated, the pathoanatomy of the clubfoot problem, the Prani scoring method, for example, the 10 measurements that Dr. Adams mentioned, like was the heel, the absent heel, the empty heel sign is what it's called, where you actually feel the heel pad and there's nothing there. There's no like bony prominence that you can actually palpate, though there is a calcaneus. The Ponseti treatment of casting out a club foot. The Steenbeck foot brace is something that one of the members of the Uganda Sustainable Clubfoot Care Project actually developed. It's a $6 brace. So usually these Dennis Brown bars or these regular standard braces that you would get in the States cost about $200. They've been able to manufacture and make them out of local materials and use local help to actually reduce the cost to $6. And they're reusable, so when patients come in and they've outgrown their bars, they can just reuse them and give it to the next patient with the appropriate size foot. Another objective is to learn common errors in the casting techniques. There's different methods of doing this, and there's a certain technique to doing this, and they have nice workshops for the orthopedic assistants and the orthopedic surgeons so that they have a better idea of what not to do, where not to put their thumb, etc. And here's a picture of just a Dennis Brown bar. So it's pretty expensive sending. It's really the cost of the flight to Entebbe that's the real killer. It ends up being a little over $2,500 per student. So if we want to send, you know, there's at least 6-7 students that have an available month that are willing to help out, and that's $2,500 per student. So we're in the process right now. We have a good year and a half almost to work on obtaining funding. It's going to take a lot of applications and writing and a lot of time to obtain this funding, but I think we can do it. And we have the support of the school and we have the support of the organization, so it's a wonderful opportunity that is ready to go. It's just lacking funding. And in conclusion, we're hoping to develop an international partnership between these various universities, the UBC, University of British Columbia, Makerere University out in Kampala, Uganda, and the California School of Podiatric Medicine. And I'm hoping that this ends up motivating or leads to some inquiring minds or research from students that are involved, and maybe we'll set some groundwork for future research proposals or research ideas or even connections. So it's a good opportunity, and we're really looking forward to it. And that's it. Does anybody have any questions? Yes. You know, we haven't really done we haven't done a lot of research yet on funding. I've looked a lot at like organizations associated with the podiatric medical schools or associations. That's where we started, and there's various student scholarships out there, and even scholarships within the school, and that's really all that we've looked at so far. I know that it's out there. It's just a matter of applying to it and finding the right ones that are right niche. So. And it takes a lot of time. We're all in school too, so we have clinicals, we have classes, and finding time to write to submit proposals and read and make the photocopies and find the connections and call the right people. It is time consuming along with everything else these students are having to do. So it'll take time. We'll find it though. So any other questions?
The survey that you were talking about perceptions of people with dyslexia, can you tell me a little bit more about
that? It's a survey that they did in a village community. It was just a verbal survey. They just asked some questions about the perceptions of clubfoot, what it would be due to, like why do you think that it happened, and what do you do to treat it, and the perceptions are really more associated not so much as like a deformity, like a congenital deformity. It's more of like something about the parents or a curse, and that's very common in these kind of societies, and also where my parents are from. This is how you think about these sort of abnormalities, and then as far as how to fix it, it's about witch doctor and using special oils to soothe the area or to relieve the tension or some conflict in the family. So that's a whole another aspect of this intervention, like educating the population on there's something that you can do about it if you catch it early on. So, yes.
Is there any resistance from the families and population that obviously are dealing with these?
From what I've seen, like at the clinics, it seems like people are more than happy to bring their kids in and have them cast it out. I think they also see the results. More and more kids are having their clubfoot relieved, and so they see it and they're like, well, maybe we should give it a try. So I think they're receptive to it. Anything else? Okay, great. Thanks.